Not quite. Suddenly the winds of war swept across Europe. Napoleon Bonaparte, the ruler of France, was marching with his army from country to country and winning victory after victory. Finally, the French fought their way into Germany, right up to the doors of Frankfurt. One night, as Mayor Angel was sitting in his easy chair, completely worn out, the door of his study was opened. It was his son, Shlomo, or better known as Solomon.
Papa, please forgive me, but there is a stranger here to see you on an urgent matter.
Please ask him to come back tomorrow, Solomon. I must yet eat and learn my nightly portion of the Talmud.
As you say, Papa. Papa, Papa, the stranger begs to speak to you. He says it is a life and death situation. He also asked me to remind you of the time many years ago when you gave him your word that you would help him if he were in trouble. He says now is the time.
What? That must be the prince. Send him in at once.
Yes, Papa.
Your Majesty, to what do I owe this honor? And why are you dressed in those rags?
Mayor Anshul, my only friend and advisor that I can trust. I am desperate. Desperate, you hear? You must help me, or my life is not worth these rags that I'm wearing.
Your Majesty, what has happened? Why do you fear for your life?
As you know, Mayor Anshul, a terrible war is raging between Germany and France. Today a major battle took place about 50 miles north of Frankfurt. Napoleon and his French brigade destroyed most of my army. I was able to escape from the battlefield by dressing like a beggar and running away on foot. With the French right behind me, I ran to the castle and with the help of my men cleaned out all the gold and silver in the royal treasury. My royal vault is literally empty. I didn't get out a moment too soon, for as soon as I was sneaking out through the secret passage in the castle floor, I could hear the French soldiers breaking into the front door. I came here because you are the only one of my friends and advisors that I can trust. I'm leaving all my money with you, Mayor Anshul, until the war is over. I know you might be endangering your life, but please do this great favor for me now, and I will be forever indebted to you.
But what of your family and wife?
They are safe in Denmark, and that is where I hope to escape to. Do you remember many years ago when we first met in front of the ghetto? You had promised me that should I ever need a favor, I should come to you. At the time, I thought it was a joke. The royal prince needing a favor from a Jew. But look where things have led to. I'm now truly in that position. Please, Mayor Anshul, will you help me? Will you hide my money until, hopefully, I can return?
Your Majesty, it would be an honor for me to be of service to you. But we must act quickly. There is no time to waste. Have your men bring the treasure into my study here, and I will take care of everything.
Mayor Anshul, I have no words to thank you. Men, quickly, bring all the sacks of gold and coins into the room, and then we must escape for our lives.
Here, here. Place them right here. Fine. That's perfect. Right over there. Put it down. I will take care of everything.
There. That's all of it. Mayor Anshul, I'll never forget what you've done here. And you can be sure of one thing.
And what is that, Your Majesty?
That my government will forever treat the Jews with kindness and compassion. And now we depart. Men, follow me through this back window, out to the backyard. And we're gone! Mayor Anshul's Rothschild then moved a large picture of his great-great-grandfather hanging on the wall over to the side. Behind it was a small handle of a safe that was built into the wall.
I remember the combination to this lock. It's 32 to the right, 51 and a half to the left. ...132 to the right. ...347 to the left. Oh, this is ridiculous. Who made up this combination anyway?
Mayor Antra looked up at the picture of his great-great-grandfather, who seemed to be looking at him rather seriously.
Oh, great-great-grandfather, was it you? I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to say that. It's just that I can't get this ridiculous safe open.